Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Feedback. 715-845-2155. Is the phone number if you would like to be a participant in today's program. There's a handful of things that are happening on our southern border that are concerning me, and I just don't like the way it's playing out. First of all, when it comes to trying to understand a disagreement, you try to understand the other person, and you try to understand what is the drive behind their thinking, their reasoning, their rationale, etc. And so when the government comes out and says, hey, we are going to treat individuals that come across the border illegally with children, we're going to treat them a little differently. Okay, I understand. We're trying to be a kinder, gentler nation, and we want to provide assistance and help those that are in need. Okay, I got that. But why do you have to make a public announcement of this so that those that are sneaking across the border go, oh, loophole, beautiful. I tell you what, quick, find me a kid, find me a cousin, find me a nephew, find me somebody, because if I sneak over with the kid, I'm in. The Border Patrol and Immigration is saying that the children that are coming across and the families that are coming across to take advantage of this newfound leniency are all saying the right thing. They're all making the comment. They're all making the statement that gives them the permission to stay. They're all doing it. All are doing it. You know why? Because they're rehearsed. They're coached. They are taking advantage of the system. What are we doing about it? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, no, wait. You know what? Let me take that back. Read an article yesterday that the Border Patrol has been officially told to make sure that they do not put themselves in any kind of a situation that requires them to use force. Don't put yourself in between a vehicle. If they're throwing rocks at you, then you, unless your life is in imminent danger, you do not do anything else. If you are in a situation where you feel that you may need to use force, you are to remove yourself from that circumstance to diffuse the circumstance as best as possible before you can use force. For those of you that served in the military, can I ask you a question? What kind of strategy is it that when technically the enemy is invading and advancing on you, that you take not just a defensive stance, but a quick run away and hide stance? What sense does that make? It makes no sense. And to top it all off, there's a report from the Department of Homeland Security that Mexican military and law enforcement individuals have made over 300 unauthorized border incursions into the United States since 2004. The military and law enforcement have come onto our borders unauthorized since 2004. And not only just a case of, hey, we were chasing the bad guy and we didn't realize, 152 incidents involved armed subjects, verbal and physical contact, and confrontations. Beautiful. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name? All right, let's go this way. Thanks for calling. Ryan, is that you?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to say that the only reason that the left is allowing all these illegals to come in is because it's going to result in votes and elections.
Do you really think that's the case? I mean, because that is a real far-fetched theory. The idea that you have all these illegals coming in, they can't go to a voting booth. Without, wait, oh, that's right, they don't have to show ID. Crap, that would have been a way to prevent that.
Huh.
Exactly.
Don't be sarcastic. There have been very few, if
Tom,
any.
If I don't
if any.
Stop with the there's not been any voter fraud. There has been. Quit clinging on to a weak response.
It's not weak because there have been investigations. There have been things done.
There's
and they've shown that there are not hundreds of cases.
Yes,
in
there
most,
are.
In
they
places,
just don't
so.
Get prosecuted. But
right.
there are hundreds of cases of voter fraud.
That's why there's such a big push for amnesty, because then if they, you know, give them amnesty and they're citizens,
well,
then
now,
they
wait.
Can vote.
How do you know if we give them amnesty, how do you know they're going to vote Democrat?
Because, you know, the Democrats were the ones that gave them their citizenship.
Hmm. Well, that seems logical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See, what I think is it goes to a more philosophical thing. I'm not really sure that the president of the United States gives a flying rat's butt about whether Democrats, Republicans, who wins the majority in the House, the Senate. I don't think I don't truly believe he cares. I believe our president of the United States is focused on a bigger picture than that. And that is to significantly and fundamentally change the face of America. I believe our president, and I have said this from day one, I believe our president holds almost an American guilt. You know how we've been told that there's white privilege and that we should have some kind of guilt for the advantages that, quote unquote, the white race has? I believe our president has that same attitude toward American guilt, American privilege. And I believe that he thinks that America has succeeded and is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, not by legitimate or honorable means. And so, therefore, we have to be brought down to size with everybody else. Everybody, I honestly believe that he thinks that the problems of the world will be solved if we're all on level playing field. We all have the same amount of money. We all have the same amount of food. We all have the same amount of hope. And
socialism at best.
Yeah, at best, I'd say, and humanity at its worst. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's go to the next call. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Reggie.
Reggie, what's on your mind this morning?
I have some a friend down here where I live that has relatives that live pretty close to the Texas-Mexico border.
Yeah.
And he's already told me that his relatives, they actually do not leave their house without being carrying arms, because he says that they purchased their own night vision. He says that you could basically get on top of their house and basically count the illegals coming across the border by the hundreds at night. He says our borders down there is like a, it got more holes in it than Swiss cheese.
Yeah. And in response, the Border Patrol has been told to scale back their use of force, scale it back tremendously. They are even being restrained from using their tasers. So basically, if a conflict comes up, our Border Patrol has been told, back off. And this is completely asinine. And here's the main reason why I say this. It is obvious that the terrorist activities and the desire of terrorist groups to bring down the United States has not gone away. We are still under a significant threat. So if you wanted to come into the United States,
just go through Mexico.
Thank you. Thank you. Now's the time. The door is wide open.
To tell you honestly, if you were to take those five gentlemen that were just released from Guantanamo,
yeah,
shave their beards off of, give them five kids each. What's going to tell? What's the difference between them and nothing against Latinos?
I understand what you're saying. I understand.
What's the difference between them looking like a Mexican or somebody from the Middle Eastern?
Well, there are significant differences, but when they're crossing a border, when they're crossing the border in the middle of the night and nobody's really doing anything to stop them, you've got a very good point. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much for calling in. Yep. Thanks for listening to the program. All right, let's take our first break, and we can discuss this more if you like. 715-845-2155. Think about it for a second while we go to break. What is the reason we are allowing a flood of illegals? It's what, do we have a shortage before this? It was like, oh, we don't have enough. We don't know what to do with them. Why?
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. I have a legitimate question to everybody who wants to support an amnesty program for illegals. I want to know, seriously, and I have not heard a legitimate, reasonable answer to this question. If you want to grant, I don't know, the express lane for illegals that are here, an express lane to citizenship. If you want to do that, then why don't you want to completely shut the border closed? I have yet to hear a legitimate answer to that. There's always a dodge. There's always a weasel. There's always a, well, we're going to go around that question. To me, it's common sense. We have an issue in our nation of security and financial problem with having a porous border, with having individuals from foreign countries flooding into our nation without due process. If you want to come to this nation, there is a way to do it. Is it flawed? Absolutely. Does it need reform? Absolutely. Should there be an effective and efficient way to ask permission for citizenship? Yes, indeed. Should it take 10 years? Hell no. But there is a way to come to this country the right way, and there's a way to come to this country the wrong way. Either coming in with an open border, coming in without going through process is legal or it's not. Right now, it is not. So why aren't we stopping it? I want to know this from those that support the amnesty. Why won't you shut the border? All right, let's go to the phones. Greg, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind? All right. This is an answer. This question has gone unanswered. Every time the discussion comes up, well, you know, it's hard to do. Yeah, so was World War II. Well, you know, it's going to be expensive. Yeah, so was building the International Space Station. Well, listen, I don't want to hear any whiny excuses of it's difficult or it's expensive or it's inconvenient or somebody might get their feelings hurt.
What would your suggestion, if money were not an object, and it certainly is, what would your suggestion be as to how we successfully close the border?
Listen, there are a number of ways that you can do this. If you don't want to actually build a physical barrier between our country and our neighbor to the south, Mexico, then that means personnel on the ground. That means a stepped up enforced border patrol. It doesn't have to be that expensive. We have the technology in order to be able to patrol our borders. We know when they're coming across. So what we have to do is A, shut down the incentive for them to come.
It would that's a huge part of it, because it seems to me otherwise you're looking at sort of like the war on drugs.
Precisely.
Which has not been the success over these how many years.
Shut down their incentive to come, which means you put excruciatingly heavy penalties on the businesses and individuals that hire illegals. That's number one. Shut down the draw. Second of all, you give Border Patrol the right and local law enforcement in the states that border. You come across the border, you don't have proper ID, you're not an American citizen, you get arrested, you have broken a law, you are then processed back. And then seal the border. You cut down their incentive, you arrest them when they're here, and you make it harder for them to get here. This is easy. We have...
Well, I don't know about easy, but
no,
it's probably
it
doable,
we
but
have,
it's not easy.
We have the need of giving veterans a job when they come back from war. We have veterans that are out of work. Give them jobs as Border Patrol agents. I think they know how to do that kind of a job. Give them work. If instead of putting them on welfare, give them work as Border Patrol agents. Give them work in the support role. If you're going to expand the government, and for this I don't have a problem expanding the government and the expense in protecting our border. That's what the government is supposed to do. More people use drones to fly over the border. Use infrared technology. We have the low-cost technology to make it happen. What we don't have are the lawmakers with a set of cojones big enough to actually do the job.
That was Spanish you used right there, right?
I believe it was. Let's go to the phones. Not that line. Let's go to this line. Scott, I believe that's you.
Hey, Seth.
Good morning.
I've got an answer for your question and a question for Tom. Why don't they shut the border? Because not everybody that comes across the border is going to remain a Democrat. Some people are going to experience freedom, start businesses, and then all of a sudden become true American citizens, start paying taxes and going, well, what the hell am I voting for higher taxes for?
That's a good point. I think it's going
to
be small.
You need to replenish those. You need to replenish the 1 out of 10 that's actually going to do that. And then the argument that Tom had about the money for closing the border, first of all, when does a liberal ever worry about money? Second, isn't it more expensive to support these people than to close the border? To me, you build the fence. That fence ought to last 50 years.
Right.
You continue to let them come over, continue to have one kid after another, food stamps, every form of welfare there is, every day more being added to that. Mm-hmm. That's more expensive, or that's cheaper than a fence?
Well, I mean, even if it's not the government handout, we've got education, medical expenses.
All of it
comes into play. And this is a small element compared to the people that are coming in, but it is a small element. There is a tremendous criminal element that are coming in. Drug dealers, rapists, murderers, a violent crime, they are coming in. And without process, we can't keep them out. Why do we want this?
Name one other country in the entire world that doesn't put itself and its citizens first,
yep,
before every illegal trying to sneak in.
I got you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling in, Scott. I appreciate your time. Yep. Thanks for listening to the program. All right. Let us now take our break. We're going to catch up on the news and the weather, etc. And when we come back, we will continue to take your phone calls. 715-845-2155.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.